Title: Underwater Filter FX for Breakdowns Advanced. Alright, welcome back. This is an advanced Ableton Live lesson, and we're going to build that underwater breakdown effect you hear in drum and bass right before a drop. The core idea is simple, but the execution is where it gets pro. Underwater is distance plus damping. You're removing aggressive highs, smearing transients a bit, and adding dark space and subtle motion so it feels like the music is happening behind a wall of pressure. And the reason this works so well in DNB is contrast. When the drop hits and the highs come back, it feels brighter, punchier, louder without you actually turning anything up. By the end, you'll have three practical setups. 1. An underwater return bus so you can dunk multiple elements fast. 2. A drum-only underwater rack that keeps groove but loses bite. 3. A bass pressure chain that keeps weight while killing articulation. And we'll add a really important extra trick. An oxygen return for the drop, to sell the illusion even harder. Let's build it. First, create a return track. Rename it to Underwater. This return is your big lever. In breakdowns, you send pads, atmos, breaks, maybe a touch of bass mids, and it instantly feels like the whole track gets pulled underwater. On return A, add devices in this order. Start with auto filter. Set it to a low pass 24 dB slope. This is the main tone shaper. Put the frequency somewhere around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz as a starting point, but we're going to automate it, so don't overthink the exact number yet. Set resonance around 0.3 to 0.55. Add a bit of drive, like 2 to 6 dB, but be careful. Drive can bring bite right at the cutoff, which is cool, but can also whistle if you overdo it. Next, EQ 8. Think of this as the water curve. High pass at 30 Hz with a steep slope to stop rumble from building up when you start adding reverb and modulation. Then, optionally, a gentle dip around 2.5 to 4 kHz, just a couple dB, because that presence range is what makes things feel close and in your face. And then the big one, a high shelf down, anywhere from minus 6 to minus 12 dB above 6 to 10 kHz. That's the air removal. When the air disappears, your brain immediately reads it as muffled and far away. Now hybrid reverb. This is the liquid space. Use hall or chamber. Set decay around 2.5 to 5.5 seconds. Pre-delay can be very small, 0 to 12 milliseconds. Size can be big, like 70 to 110%. But the critical parameter is damping or high cut. Push the high cut down to about 1.2 to 3 kHz. Dark reverb is what makes it feel submerged instead of just in a bright room. Because this is a return, keep hybrid reverb fully wet. After that, add chorus ensemble. Set it to chorus mode. Rate super slow, around 0.1 to 0.35 Hz. Amount 15 to 35%. Width 80 to 120. Mix 25 to 50. This is the smear and movement. If you overdo it, the whole track turns into soup, so treat it like seasoning. Finally, add utility. Underwater moments often feel more centered, so try reducing width to somewhere between 70 and 100%. Then level match. This is huge. If your underwater return is even 1 or 2 dB louder than the dry mix, it won't feel farther, it'll just feel bigger. And bigger is the opposite of underwater distance. Coach tip. Put a limiter at the very end of the return as a safety net, ceiling at minus 1 dB. And aim for no more than 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction at absolute peaks. Then use utility gain to level match by ear. You want it to feel like it moved away, not like you turned on a make it loud button. Now routing. In DNB, send pads and atmos pretty heavily. Breaks moderately. Bass either very lightly or not at all, because we'll treat bass properly in a second. Let's talk automation, because automation is what turns this into a breakdown. Not just an effect. A classic move is to start the breakdown more open, like 5 to 8 kHz on the filter, and over several bars gradually close down to around 800 hz. Then right before the drop, you either snap the filter back open or you pull the sends down hard, so the dry signal slams back in. Now we'd add motion, because real underwater doesn't sit still. Open auto filter and turn on the LFO. Keep the amount small, like 5 to 12%. Sync the rate to half a bar or one bar. Use a sine or triangle shape. What you're going for is a subtle pressure wobble, like the water is moving, but not like you're doing a dramatic wobble bass. Optional texture move, if you want that heard through fluid compression feel. A saturator after the filter. Very subtle. And if it brings back harsh highs, don't remove the saturator, just follow it with EQ and cut the highs again. That way you keep density below the cutoff without ruining the underwater illusion. Next, let's do the drum-specific underwater rack. Because drums are where most people mess this up. Too much reverb and too much filtering, and the groove disappears. So the trick is, darken and soften transients, but keep enough low-mid rhythm that your break still rolls. Go to your drum group or break track and drop an auto effect rack on it. Make two chains, dry and underwater. DRY is untouched. Underwater gets the processing. On the underwater chain, start with drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch optional, 0 to 10. The big one is transients. Pull it down, like minus 10 to minus 25. That's how you get the softened attack effect without relying purely on reverb. Boom is usually off for this, unless you specifically want extra thump. Then auto filter again, low pass 24. Set cutoff somewhere like 900 Hz to 2.2 kHz and automate it. Resonance around 0.35 to 0.6. A little drive, 1 to 4 dB. Then hybrid reverb, but shorter than the return. Decay around 1.2 to 2.8 seconds. High cut around 1.5 to 3 kHz. Use a moderate amount of early reflections because it helps drums feel like they're in a physical space, even when they're muffled. Then EQ 8. If it gets boxy, dip around 200 to 350 Hz a few dB. And again, a high shelf down, like minus 8 above roughly 7 kHz. Now map macros, because you want one knob control in a breakdown. Macro 1 is dunk. Map it so it crossfades. As you turn it up, DRY chain goes down and underwater chain comes up. Macro 2 is cutoff. Map to auto filter frequency on the underwater chain. Macro 3 is wash. Map to reverb decay or reverb mix within the underwater chain. Arrangement move for a rolling breakdown. Over 8 bars, gradually raise dunk. At the midpoint, push cutoff down to hit the deepest point. Then about 1 bar before the drop, quickly reduce wash so the drop hits clean. That clear the fog moment is what makes the impact feel expensive. And here's another advanced coach note. Don't automate only one parameter for 16 or 32 bars. Treat underwater as a multi-parameter scene. Cutoff moves, damping moves, early reflections, transient softening, send amount compound motion, keeps the ear engaged even if the harmony isn't changing. Now bass, the pressure underwater chain. The goal is to keep the sub stable, but submerge the mid layer. If you low pass the entire bass, you'll often lose the energy that drives the drop contrast. So we split. Recommended approach. Two tracks. Duplicate your bass. Name one bass sub, the other bass MID. On bass sub, put EQ8 and low pass around 80 to 120 Hz. Keep it clean and mostly dry. Minimal to no reverb. Do not chorus your sub. If you do, your low end turns to mud and your mix stops translating. On bass mid, start with EQ8 and high pass around 90 to 120 Hz so it stays out of the subs lane. Then auto filter low pass 24. Automated anywhere from 400 Hz up to 1.8 kHz depending on how extreme you want the dunk. Now the secret weapon, corpus. Put corpus on the mid-bass. Mode tube or plate. Tune it roughly to the key if you can, or just sweep until it locks. Decay around 0.3 to 1.2 seconds. Dry slash wet around 5 to 18%. You're not trying to hear corpus. You're trying to feel a resonant pressure, like the bass is vibrating through a container of water. Then add hybrid reverb, but keep it subtle and dark. High cut around 1 to 2.5 kHz, mix 8 to 20%, and then utility, reduce width, maybe 0 to 60%, so it stays powerful and centered. Automation idea, during the breakdown, close the filter and nudge corpus wet up slightly. Right before the drop, open the filter quickly, but pull corpus and reverb wet down so the bass snaps back to direct. That transition from pressure blob to articulate bass is a huge part of the perceived impact. Now, contrast trick, the oxygen return. Create return B and name it B oxygen. This is only for the drop. Do not use it in the breakdown. That's the whole point. On B oxygen, put EQ8 with a high shelf up about 3 to 6 dB above 8 to 10 kHz. Optional, redux, very subtle. Tiny downsample just to add crisp edge. Then saturator with soft clip on. Drive 1 to 3 dB. On the drop, send a bit of drums into oxygen. Not too much. You're basically telling the listener's brain, we're back in air. And because the breakdown was dark, this feels like a bigger jump than it actually is. Now let's cover a few common mistakes to avoid. First, over-reverbing drums. Your rhythm disappears. Keep drum underwater reverb darker and shorter. Second, filtering too low too early. If you low-pass at 300 Hz for 16 bars, it gets boring and small. Move the cutoff over time. Third, not controlling low end. Reverb and chorus on sub equals mud. Bullet sub and mids. Fourth, no exit plan. If the underwater chain stays loud right up to the drop, the drop won't feel like it arrives. You have to manage the transition. And fifth, stereo chaos. Modulation can wreck mono compatibility. Check your underwater return in mono for a moment. If it collapses, reduce chorus mix or width. Advanced variation you should try once you've built the basic version, M/S underwater. On the underwater return, add an audio effect rack and create two chains, mid and side. Put utility on MID set to width 0%, and utility on side set wider, even up to 200% if it behaves. Then process the side chain heavier. More reverb, lower cutoff, more chorus. Keep MID lighter. This keeps the groove readable in the center while the sides feel submerged and enveloping. Another advanced movement option. Instead of LFO, use envelope followed filtering. In auto filter, enable envelope. Use a small negative amount so louder hits push the cutoff down. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds, release 150 to 400 milliseconds. This creates a suffocating dip on snare hits that's especially nasty for neuro and rollers. And if your reverb feels like a flat blanket, shape it with frequency-dependent control. Put multiband dynamics after hybrid reverb on the return. Focus on the high band. Compress it harder so any remaining splash tucks away. Let the low-mid reverb live a bit more, because that's where the pressure lives. One more. Sidechain the underwater wash to the dry drums. Put a compressor after the reverb on the underwater chain. Sidechain it from the dry drum group. Ratio 2:1:4:1. Fastish attack. Release around 80 to 200 milliseconds. Now the wash fills gaps instead of stepping on transients. Let's do a quick practice exercise so you can actually lock this in. Grab a 16-bar break loop, a respace, and some pad or Atmos. Build return underwater exactly like we did. Bars 1 to 8. Breakdown entry. Send pads heavily. Break moderately. Slowly automate the auto filter cutoff from about 6 kHz down to about 1.5 kHz. Use a smooth curve. Ease in and ease out. Not a straight line. It feels more natural. Bars 9 to 15. Deepest underwater. Increase hybrid reverb decay slightly and introduce a subtle filter LFO at 1 bar rate. Keep it small. This is the pressure breathing section. Bar 16. Pre-drop. Do the drain. Pull the send down quickly or mute the return for a beat. Open the filter back up to around 8 to 12 kHz. And if you built an exit macro, this is where you slam it. Reduce send. Shorten decay. Reduce chorus mix. Open cutoff slightly. Clear the fog. This audio version is shortened for playback.